Okay, we are continuing Nefesh HaChaim Shar Gimel, and we're going to go to Perek Yud. There was a question as to whether we should skip Shar Gimel or not. I asked a lot of people the question. People were asked, and I'm allergic to skipping. It's like a mitzad echad. Sheni, it might be, you know, too difficult for just like, you know, 45 minutes twice a week to be into this. But what I decided to do as a pshara is that the Nefesh HaChaim himself, for whatever reason, I'm sure for good reason, repeats over and over again the Yesoidus, and hence I, as his student, repeat a lot. So what I want to do is, instead of, I'm sure every drop of it is has to be there, but what I want to do is just try to get to the Yesoidus that he says in Shar Gimel so that we're not missing it. That's what I'm thinking. So in Perek Yud, let's read a little bit inside, and then I'd like to explain. I had some time to be misponent into this a little bit, and I think there's some insight. Lefi Darkeinu, this is a bit of a summary, this paragraph. Lefi Darkeinu, according to the way we understand this, Binyan Ashnei Bechinois, that there are two aspects Hanal that we've been talking about. And if everybody remember, one's called Shemitzido Yisparach, and the other one's called Mitzideinu Shinisparach. We explained that there's Mitzido and Mitzideinu. I'm just going to interject one sentence, which is my own words, but I believe that that's what all of this means. Mitzido and Mitzideinu, if you learn it sort of superficially, you say, well, there's God's point of view, there's our point of view, which is, of course, true, I guess, whatever that means, God's point of view, our point of view. Kiluder is like a machoikus here. But what it really means is that there are two aspects to reality. There's a reality that we live in, which is touch, feel, molecules, atoms, the world that can be examined by a scientist with a microscope. That's called Mitzideinu. That's a reality. It's a real reality. It's not a wrong reality. It's a reality. There's a reality of Mitzideinu. There's another reality of that which we can't measure and we can't see and we can't necessarily understand. And that's called... Here, come sit closer. You're making me scream. That's called Mitzidai. And they're both emes. It's just a different emes. It's not. There's no stira between the two. That's why when I say my point of view, your point of view, it's kilu. There's a stira between them. No, Hashem created a reality that we live in. So let's think about it like as here's a box. We live in this box. That's Mitzideinu. That's what we understand. The box. We don't understand anything outside of the box. Mitzidai, who made the box? What's animating the box? What's creating the box? So that's Mitzidai. So there's Mitzidai and Mitzideinu. Yes? I think the best mashal of this, or the one we're most familiar with, is Bechal, the union of Neshama. So there's a reality which you can go to a doctor or a biologist or whatever, and they can understand. These days, like a crazy amount of stuff about the goof, about science, even about the nefesh. Like psychologically, you can analyze something. There's brain neurons. There's all kinds of things that can be understood. So the Mitzideinu has grown very, very big. It's amount of data that would take lifetimes to understand all of the data of Mitzideinu. It's not a small thing, and it's not a wrong thing. That's one reality. There's another reality that they will never understand, or we will never understand, that this body has a neshama. We might understand that it's there, or we might believe that it's there, but it's not something that's ever, they'll make the most powerful microscope in the world, it's not going to show up. It's just not going to show up because it's not part, it's a different reality. It's a reality which is not in our heads going inwards, but outside of this box. So one reality, and this is what's so important about this, one reality is reached with machshava. And another reality is not reached with machshava. It has nothing to do with machshava. I don't think it even has anything to do with regesh. So we can somehow reach it. I believe that that's what nevuah is. Nevuah is when we can reach into a higher reality somehow, and it's not al pi seichel per se. Seichel, you know, who is the great philosopher said, you know, we think, therefore we are. Descartes. Right. So let's say Farkert. We think. Or when we stop thinking, that's when we are. Dahainu, where the mind's ability ends, that's when we begin to possibly feel a different reality. And I believe this is the essence of nevuah. It's the essence of Ruach HaKodesh. It's the essence of many different levels which are outside of our reality, but they're real nevertheless. But they're their mitzidai. I believe this is the essence of tefillah. In other words, tefillah, you know, I mentioned this, the kasha, many times, that how can it be that you're supposed to daven ko'imed lifnei ha-melech, you're supposed to be standing lifnei ha-melech, on the one hand, and on the other hand, if you even begin to imagine that you're standing in front of a king, you know, you're out. Like, he must have a long white beard, he must have a crown, he must look like the Chafetz Chaim, he must, like anything you're going to imagine, whatever you're going to imagine, energy, whatever you're going to imagine, depending on how imaginative you are, it's wrong, because Leis Machshava Tzvisib.
My name is filled with these...
Trying. That's what we spoke about, that Rabbi Shmuel HaChassid, Yudah HaChassid's father, you know, was trying to get to the essence of Nevuah. Dimu aischa v'loy kefi yeshcha, right? Dimu aischa. Oh, dimu aischa v'loy kefi yeshcha. We can imagine you, but it's not right. It's not the essence of it, which is what we're going to talk about now. So the stira of being able to daven and be oymi lifnei ha-melech is only a stira if you're davening with your brain. But if you're davening like the Torah tells you to do, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, if you're davening avodah shebalev, so let's call the lev the neshama right now to make it easier, so then there's no steer at all. Who's talking about machshava? We're not talking about machshava. There is the ability, Chazal told us, learned from Sukkim in the Torah, to access a higher reality. And that's what we're meant to be doing when we daven. That's what, if you ever decide to become a prophet, that's what you're doing. You're accessing a higher reality. I think the Nefesh HaChaim in Shardal is going to tell us you can do this even with Limud HaTorah. You can reach a higher reality. I probably, Lahavdil, the Goyim and many Jews, try to reach this place with forms of meditation, I would imagine. Not a bucky in meditation, but I think that's what it is. Like, in other words, the whole Eastern world is reaching. So, like, maybe they call it consciousness, but it's all the same thing. The idea is getting out of the box that we live in. You know, stop thinking, and then you are.
How do we know what's outside the box if we don't think about the
Torah? I don't know if you know. You see, again, you know, you watch the terminology, because we don't know anything. We just know it's there. Can you access it? Can you be marked? What then is a Navi? A Navi, it's not in our dreams. There was a... You gentlemen know this better than I do, but there was a famous scientist who wrote a lot about consciousness, and he got some kind of a stroke or something, and it's a well-known story. He got some kind of a stroke, and he was completely brain dead, or almost completely brain dead for a week, and then he woke up and he came to. He said this was the best. Like the best machshavas that he ever had, to which he developed a whole scientific theory that that there's a whole piece that's not in the brain, that's outside of the brain. The brain was dead, but there's a whole piece that's like in other words, when you dream at night, so you can say, well, that's like your brain gone somewhere, you know, wild, but this was no brain, you know, there's no brain, so it's sort of like. A raya that there's something outside of this. So this I think is a very important yisoid, which I think 9 prakim of Nefesh HaChaim is calling mitzidoy mitzidenu, and it's nogeya, it's an inyan of tzimtzum, but I don't really want to go there at this moment. Like, but it is nogeya, it's an inyan of tzimtzum. Like, but one reality, a second reality. Everybody with me? Yeah, on this idea? Yeah, sure.
Just in terms of living, bringing it down to maisa, it's kind of a steer in life. It's like, we're living in, in other words, we're living with all of my tefillah. Well, what do you do when you're sick?
Yeah.
We do this, we do that. Well, what are we really being slamming on?
I mean, obviously, I wish I knew the answer to that. But what I do know is that on the one hand, Hashem put us in this world, and that's where we're supposed to live. But on the other hand, like knowing that there's a different reality has a whole different mahalach because, like the example, what I always think about is, like in the Svarim, it says that we're in an alma de piruta. Every one of us is a separate thing. So you're one person, I'm another person, and it's very difficult to have achdus gemura with another person, even your wife. It's very difficult, two different people, it's a difficult thing. Maybe there's a stronger achdus between a Rebbe and a Talmud sometimes, or between a father and a son, but it's a difficult thing. Hani mili in this reality. But let's say we understand that, okay, each one of us has a neshama. Now, the neshama, I mentioned this on Shavuos, the neshama, the correct way to look at the neshama is not that I have a neshama. The correct way to look at a neshama is there's a neshama, and maybe it's a neshama klali, and think of it as a big circle, and at some point that circle passes through my body. So I got a little bit of neshama here. But to know that we're all of us are hooked up into the circle somewhere, creates an achdus that you can never create in the world of Asiya. And it creates a lack of, an absence of jealousy, and an absence of the Gashmius that divides us. Because everyone talks about achdus. I always make the radical remark that I hate achdus. But I hate achdus here. I think the only chance we have is simply, and this is to answer your question, simply by recognizing that, okay, we have differences here, but be'etzem, like in the Olam of Bria, before the Alma Dibriut, it's all one neshama. It's all one big circle, and we're all part of it. So, if a person can kind of like can zoom into that place, zoom into that place, so then there's your Ma'achid Kla Yisrael, which is the Gula. That's Ma'achid Kla Yisrael. So if a person, I mean, the ultimate idea of Shalom Bayis is that we're not celebrating our, we get along. But the ultimate Shalom Bayis would be that we're two parts of the same neshama. That's the Shalom Bayis. It's a higher place to think about. And in that sense, we could be b'shalom, and whole nations could be at peace, if you really want to go crazy. maybe that's talking too much. L'malo mina machsho, that there should be peace. But there's really no, there's in the world of neshamas, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu who created this reality, but that's all mitzideinu. On one level, it's different. On a higher level, it's the same also.
It's a different neshama.
Yeah, but it's a different neshama. But those neshamas are also connected with Adam Arishan. Or as Mekubalim talk about Adam HaKadmon. It's also connected. Everything, there's only one Echad. So this is what we're saying here. By understanding this, I believe this is what I just said. Yivur oid hefresh v'chiluk shebein shnei ha'shemos havaya v'elikim. Perikid. You could start to understand the difference between Yudke Vavke and Elikim. Simply put, Shem Havaya, Yudke Vavke, Mitzidoy. Elikim, Bracious Bar Elikim, Mitzidainu. That's one's reality and a different reality. Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, kept on wanting to understand his Moshe Rabbeinu, Navi Anavim, wanted to understand this higher reality. and twice, right? He said it three times. He said it by the Sneh. When they'll say, they'll ask me, "What's your name?" Ma'imer Alei, what should I tell them? Meaning, what's your essence? On Har Sinai, Hareini Noas Ponecha, I want to see your ponim. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to, and Hashem kept on telling them, "You're on the other Machai. It's not. You're not going to be able to grasp my reality. You can have a prophecy. You could see whatever it means, Achorai, but Ponai Lo Yiro." And Hashem also pointed out to him that the Avos didn't need to do that. Ashakai, Mishoimer La Elamaydai. They didn't need to get out of their, like it's a chasarn.
They were already there, like Avram. He didn't have to go
peace. He accepted his Matthias in this world. So we have Shem Elohim and Shem Havaya. Shem Elohim Pirushai, let me learn it. Shem Elohim Pirushai, Baal HaKoyches Kulam. Elohim, Baal HaKoyches Kulam. We all know that. Uksas Bir in Yonai Ein Breshar Aleph. Ubiyosha Bir Inyan Baal HaKoyches Ki Kol Koyach. Me'atachtoin Jibetachtoinim. Every Koyach in this world, from the Tachtoin Jibetachtoinim Ada Elyon Shebel Yonim. Hamshachas Kiyumai Vichyusai Al Yidea Koyach Shalamala Heimenu. It means that everything you see, let's call it a koach. Well, how do you want to define koach, Yitzchak? Kol koach. So you're thinking to say energy. No, good. What?
Force.
What is a force? The table's a force. Kol koach, everything. Koach, standing, no? There's gravity. There's molecules that are holding together as one piece. It doesn't disappear every second. It's a koach. It's not the same koach as you are, but it's a koach. So every koach, I think it means matter. Matter, which sounds like the opposite of koach, but work with me for a moment. All matter has a neshama on top of it. Neshama, again, like I said, just like the human neshama. So it's just part of a marechet of a bigger neshama that's all around. So everything has its neshama. Everything. That's what he says. Kol koach. Kol koach, let's look at it again with that definition. Me'atachtoin shebetachtoinim, a stone, doimim. Ada'elyon shebel yoinim. A malach, whatever. Hamshachas. So what's the similarity between a stone and a malach? And the answer is hamshachas kiyumai v'chiyusei al yidei hakoach shel lamalei menu. It's being enabled and empowered by a higher koach. There's always something. Look, isn't it pasha? We're alive. We're not alive from inside. I mean, in other words, there has to be a koach lamala himena, which obviously the scientists don't understand.
That's what they call the prime cause.
Right, which they don't understand.
Well, they reject that all again, but
the scientists say like this, give us one free miracle and we can explain the rest. I mean, like, okay, once you get from Yesh Miayin night, we can operate over here. We can work here because, like that outside reality, the Mitzidai, at the end of the day, that's out of the realm of Machshava. Period.
They keep looking for fundamental forces,
but they're not going to get to.
How come they got there?
Right, right. They can't as far as they can get. Mm-hmm. They might be able to get to the Koach Lamala from this world. But at the end, I think Einstein said, I'm afraid to quote around here. What?
They can get to the interface, which is the quantum gravity.
Very good. So this is but the founder of quantum mechanics, what's his name? Quantum physics, rather. This is what he said. We need one free miracle. That was his vort for layman like me.
Hmm?
Don't remember. But, like the only things I know how to read are the things that are not very hard. So if you want to explain it to a layperson, is that they can start from the free miracle down. But what it means is that there's always something lamala mimenu. So every koach in the world, and that's why I'm saying koach includes matter. So every koach in the world is empowered by a koach which is higher than he's going to explain. That is its neshama. Remember in Shar Aleph that he said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ki'ilu the neshama of the neshama, nishmas and the mishas. Ukiyadua b'divrei ha'arizal, it's known from the Arizal, sha'or u'pnimiyas nishmas kol koyach v'olam, that the neshama, the pnimiyas, the or of every single thing that's in this world, hu atzmai ha'chitzoniyas shal ha'koyach v'olam sha'olav. What's empowering us? The chitzoniyas of that which is above us. So in other words, you have, everything has its pnimiyas. So you have gashmiyas above it. This gashmiyas is the chitzoniyas of this neshama. And this is the chitzoniyas of this neshama. And everything, if you'll finally get there, which you won't intellectually, is the chitzoniyas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kibu. And that's where we're dabbling in tzimtzum here. But it's very practical. It's very practical. I'll show you why it's practical in a minute. Very down to earth. Yes, thank you. This is the Arizal. By the way, this is not just something the Arizal said. You know, like the state and Arizal. This is probably like the most fundamental sentence in the whole Arizal. This is probably the most fundamental sentence in all of Kabbalah, I would imagine.
There's a hiddenness that's implied by all of this.
A mysterious. Is probably the right word, a mysterious aspect to every piece of science.
You look historically at science, so they keep getting deeper and deeper, but at any level,
there's always another step.
Something that's hidden that they eventually.
So
there's a thing like the dawn.
Are you ever going to head up my sixth grade Rabbi, Rabbi Nussbaum? So I ran a principal, Eitz Chaim of Toronto. So when I was in my 30s, I learned that he was a big philosopher and wrote books on philosophy and things like that. I was a sixth grader, but I remember he gave us a talk about the kids, you know, like we were in bar mitzvah. You know, he said, like, let's say you'll go all the way up, 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 up. At what point do you bang your head on a ceiling? And if you do, cut a hole, and then you can go to another place. There can't be in other words, infinity is not something which we can conceive of, which is basically what he was saying. There's always, as far as you can get, and then there's what's on top of it. That's the nishmasan. The nishmasan. It's a metzias of nishmasan. The nishmasan.
Just like the point of Darwinism is to say, no, actually there is a point, and therefore there's no.
But they need the free miracle. They still need a big bang. They need something. You need something, which they don't bother explaining. They say, okay, like you know, we haven't gotten there yet, but they'll never get there. But that is the essence of the Arizal. But that's the essence of Yiddishkeit. That. There is, like, let's get back to the Shoyrish, all the way to the Shoyrish. And that's why this is so important, because, as he explains in the parak that we skipped, if you don't go all the way to the Shoyrish, you're being Oyved Avodah Zarah. As high as it might be, you're worshipping a Malach, the highest Malach, but you're worshipping Avodah Zarah because you're still in Elohim and not in the Shem Havayah. So let's just go a little further. Can you do it? B'divrei Arizal, Shahor Upnimis Nishmas Kol Koyach V'Olam, Hu Atzmai Achitzoniyah Shel Koyach V'Olam She'Olav. V'chein Ho'ilich Alzeh Seder Gavoya Me'al Gavoya. You keep on going up, higher up, higher up, higher up. Bein Klolois HaKoyches. Bein B'Klolois HaKoyches. Amongst the Klolois HaKoyches. Let's understand it. That's a heading. Ki Klolei Kol Habruyim V'Koyches HaTachtoinim. This is sort of a quick example of how the whole thing works, he's saying in this paragraph. That kol habruyim v'koyches, if you have a sefer, look inside. If you don't have a sefer, you should have a sefer. Ki klolei kol habruyim v'koyches hatachtonim hei mehismazgus ha'arba yisoidos. What's hismazgus? Mezeg. Yeah. Mezeg, the weather. Mezeg is deeper than homogenization. Homogenization. That if two things become one, that's called a mezeg. Yeah?
Zug.
Maybe. Mezeg. Zug. 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 But it's deeper than Zug in the sense that the two things become one. The Rambam Mer Nevuchim has a whole chapter on, you know, he talks a lot about words. There's a whole chapter on Harkava Mizgis, Harkava Shchenis. He divides everything into Harkava Mizgis and Harkava Shchenis, whether two things actually become one thing, or is it broken up into many things, like Nafkamina, Lagabe Hektish, and Atzmius of Kedusha, or not Atzmius of Kedusha, but just the words, I'm just vocabulary. Harkava Mizgis means the two things become one. They're basically undividable, indivisible. And Harkava Shchenis are two things that are Shchenim together. So he says like this, Klolei kol abrim ekoiches ha-tachtonim, heim mihis mazgus ha-arba yisoidois. In a way, this is old thinking, but it's the same thing. But in Kabbalistic terms, everything is created out of the arba yisoidois, so earth, wind, fire, water. So everything has an aspect of earth, wind, fire, water. I mean, today we think of things in the atomic theory. Everything is made up of atoms, but it doesn't make any difference. The point is that everything has a hismazgus, whether it's a hismazgus of atoms or a hismazgus of yisoidos, or whether it's hainuach, I don't know. But it's not our subject. But everything is a homogenization of the all four things. So let's work with arba yisoidos. Shayrish ha arba yisoidos. What's the shayrish? Okay, so here we are. Here we are. Here's my cup. My cup is made up of earth, wind, fire, water. Comes together in a hismazgus, turns into a cup. Those four yisoidos, meaning like what the Rishonim, the time of the Rambam, understood, is that everything has one of the aspects of the world in it. And sometimes the Ruach is stronger, sometimes the Mayim is stronger, sometimes the Eish is stronger. Mayim is a very strong aspect of Mayim, and Eish is a very strong aspect of Eish, as an example. Those four yisoidos, which are everything in existence, matter. That's why I said matter. Those four yisoidos have a shayrish. Shayrish harba yisoidos hei me'arba malachim. Did you know this? There are four malachim, which each one is in charge of one of the arba yisoidos. Something good to know about malachim. They're not just there. They have different purposes. Hanikraim arba machanoi shchina. That's four departments in Shemayim. Shesimonam argamon. What's argamon?
Five letters.
Okay. Uriel, Raphael, Gavriel, Michael, Nuriel. So each one of them has a department head and has a corner office in the Pentagon. Each one has a corner office in the world.
You know there was a bureaucracy in China.
You didn't know what?
There was a bureaucracy in China.
Of course. Of course. And they're fighting. And keep in the back of your mind, because I don't want to put it in front of the mind right now, all the arguments that Moshe Rabbeinu had with Malachim on Har Sinai, and all the arguments that Hashem had with Malachim, just do your job, be quiet. Like, what are you giving the Torah to Basar Vadam? You know, why are you giving it to Basar Vadam? That's all the way in matter. You're all the way down giving it to Basar Vadam. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, well, look, what does it say? It says, Losirtza, Losignav. That's all here. So, but the four ruch, the four yesoidos, have a shayrish. This is what's important for us. The shayrish of the Arba Yisoidos is the Arba Malachim.
Why are there five?
Uriel, Raphael, Gavriel, Michael is four, and then Nuriel is in the Rosh Tevis, but it's like Nuriel goes through all of them like an or. It's the Joker. So there's four departments and one Nudnik. Va'Arba Malachim Elu. What's the shayrish of the four malachim? Heim nefeshachayim. Elu sharsha me'arba chayis ha-merkava. Simple. This is what the arba chayis of Merkava are. What are the arba chayis of Merkava? Come on. Sure. Good. Adam.
Nesher.
Aryeh. Four. So those four that Yechezkel saw in his Nevuah, what he was able to see, understand this, Yechezkel was able to see outside of his box, which means outside of the Chorban Bayis Rishon that was behind him, outside of the Golos that was ahead of him, and he somehow or another, a miracle, was able to see out of all of that and see to a higher place all the way up. Not only did he see the Arba Yesoidais, which was Eish and Mayim, Al Narois Bavil Sham Yashav Lugamuchinos, the Arizal explains it. So the Eish was behind us, and the Mayim was in front of us, Al Narois Bavil. But not only was he able to see that, he was able to see the Malachim. And not only was he able to see the Malachim, he was able, that are powering these Arba Yesoidais, he was able to see the Arba Chayash Merkava, which were powering the Arba Malachim. And that's it. That's all he was able to see.
What Olam is the Merkava?
not more. Uh-huh. That's all.
What Olam is the Merkava?
Third world, Bria.
Bria?
Yeah.
So, Alakisa.
That's Bria. Bria. Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. So, Yetzira is the world of Malachim, Nahon. Asiya is the world where we live. Yetzira is the world of Malachim. Bria is the world of Neshamas. And the Kisa covered. And may Allah Kisa until you get to the world of Atzilus. You didn't see Atzilus. It wasn't part of his Nevuah. That's pretty high because, you know, like if you open the Arch Grill Yecheskel, so before you get to the Maisim Merkava, it's like a warning. It looks like a synagogue, like a cigarette pack. Or, you know, don't do this. I think they have English on everything except for the Maisim Merkava. But why? Well, let's, you know, we're capable of learning things without understanding them. What else is new? like just to know that it's there. So he's telling us, you see, we're now learning the Maisim Merkava. What's the Maisim Merkava? The four chayos, and he explains, Shem kolei kol sharshei nefashos, kol abruyim v'tachtonim. That's the sharsh of everything. The what he saw was the sharsh of everything. But I just want to go back to my very, very relevant point, meaning why this is relevant. And that is, that what was the point of this Nevuah? The point of this Nevuah is where everything looked like it was destroyed, where everything looked like it was gone, he was able to climb up to the Sherish and says, hey man, we're on wheels, we're on steroids, we're moving fast. We're just moving ahead in history. Merkava. This is something everybody could have a Mice in Merkava. And that's why I say it's so relevant. What about it? Saw the Mice in Merkava. More than Yecheskel. More than Yecheskel. Right. What do they see more? Meaning, like, there was a vision. It was a Nevuah. But that's what a Nevuah is. A Nevuah is being able to access a higher vision, which is not with your brains. I just want to make that clear. It's not done with your brains. Yecheskel, you know, some Nevi'im are sleeping. Some of them go comatose. Moshe Rabbeinu was Pelpeh. Was the most Bahakids. But even he, it wasn't brain. Shekol, but here's, let's finish the paragraph. Shekol ha'alfei ribuye minei ha'chayos. There's millions of animals in the world. Shoyresh nafshoysa mishtalshul min pnei aryeh. Every chayo as opposed to behema, it gets its chiyos from the aryeh in the Maisi Merkava. Nefashis kominah behemas, every behema in the world, mishtalshul min pnei shor. Here's the shore. That's where the behemoth. So every cow has a sherish in the shore. Shol kol minei oifais, all the different flying things in the world, are come from the nesher. So when we say like the king, the lion is the king of the jungle. The eagle, you know, rules the sky. Adam. It's the fourth one. K'mashamar b'zayir Pinchas raza dekarim pnei shor espasha lebiri ruchni. And the Adam, of course, is our shayrish. So what Yecheskel saw, this we can understand about the Maisim Merkava. What he understood is when you look at things, this was such a chizuk for Klal Yisrael at the time to have a Yecheskel with them. And it's always a chizuk for people to have a visionary with them, because the visionary, and especially if he happens to be a prophet, the visionary can see beyond the reality of the Gashmias that we're in right now, yes? So you can crawl out of that reality and see something more, but it requires something. It requires Nevuah. It requires, so Yecheskel got all the way to the Maisa Merkava. In later generations, we got as far as Ruach HaKodesh. And it's not necessarily anything to do with Havana, although the Rambam says, let's not forget, that you can't come to this Nevuah unless you're intellectually capable. Not because you need your intellect to have it, because you're not a Kli. You don't have a Kli. So, yeah.
The implication is that the reality is there. It's a reflection.
That's his maskana. But that reality is... But it doesn't make any difference, by the way. Even if it's a reflection, it's reality for us. But it's not. It's mitzidenu. It's not mitzido. That is what's important here is that if you, as I say, if you have a yecheskel amongst you, or within you, that can conceive for a moment of a higher level of reality, then most of our tzaras go away. Because most of what people are. Like, most people are depressed, and if you're not, like, you have something to do with somebody who's depressed. Like, you're one of the two categories, or both. So, you know, it's really being stuck. But this is not a Musar. I'm certainly stuck in this. But you're stuck in a certain reality, which is pretty depressing. I mean, when you think about it, I mean, there's war, there's Iran, there's missiles. The reality is one reality. And then every once in a while, you get a glimpse, like maybe a six-day war or a nest or something, which is a different reality. And that different reality keeps us going, because that's eternity, that's infinity. That reality goes all the way up. And we know, as Klal Yisrael, that we're not... He goes on to say, by the way, that the Koichovim, you know, the Mazolois, so that's above... That's also in this... circuitry. So I have 5 minutes. I want to learn with you this Gemara, which you maybe know. But just now that we learned this, you see how meduyak the Gemara is.
Remember, one of the Rosh Hashanah a few years ago, we talked about Rav Meir, who was able to go and see Tuma Taira.
Nachon. And exactly the same thing. There was no difference between Tuma and Taira in a higher world. But you know, I just want to comment on that. You don't need Rav Meir. The Gemara says that nobody, Lehaya Gadol Badar Shor America Rameir. Rameir was the biggest Gadol in his generation. Avalein Halacha Kamaisa. But if he's the biggest Gadol Adar, why is it Halacha Kamaisa? So the answer is very simple. Because he was able to conceive of a reality where Tuma is Tara and Tara is Tuma. But nothing to do with Halacha. It has nothing to do with the reality that you're paskening Halacha. So he was the Gadol Adar. But what I want to say is that it shouldn't be difficult for us to understand, because we all know coming into like Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we all know that if you do tshuva, that the zdoinois nase kischuyos. You know, come on. It's one thing, okay, that Hashem forgives your sin. I forgive you. You know, there is no judge in the world that can say you murdered somebody, but since you did tshuva, that was a good thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu, your tshuva, and the answer, the simple hesber to that of Zdoinois Nasa Kischuyos, remembered as Sfriyantiv, is that because Gadol tshuva, Gadol tshuva, Gemara says in Yuma, Shemagas ad Kisei HaKavod. And in Kisei HaKavod, Zdoinois and Tzchuyos are the same thing. Huh? It's good word, Chai? Yeah, that's the pshat. So, but it's the emes of the whole work. So listen to the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanon. This is in Chagiga Yudalad on the base. A familiar Gemara. Ma'aseh b'Rab Yochanan ben Zakkai sh'haya roichev al ha'chamor v'yotzei miYerushalayim. So picture this, the destruction, not the one of Yecheskel, but the destruction of the Bayis Sheni of the time of Rab Yochanan ben Zakkai. And Rab Yochanan ben Zakkai is yotzei miYerushalayim. Just put this picture in your mind. He's leaving Yerushalayim because Yerushalayim is burning by the Romans. Yerushalayim's on fire. He's roichev al ha'chamor. And he's leaving Yerushalayim. V'haya Rebbe Lazar ben Aruch, Talmidoi Mechamer Acharov, and involved in the Chamor was his Talmud Rebbe Lazar ben Aruch. Two great Tanoim, two of the greatest Tanoim in history. Amar Loi, so Rebbe Lazar ben Aruch said to Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rebbe, Shneili Perek Echad B'Maisa Merkava. Let's learn a little bit Maisa Merkava. You know, like, they're running away from a war. There's flames behind them, and they're riding on a chamor. which is like so deep. And Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch says this is the time to learn the Nevuah of Yecheskel, the Nevuah of Yecheskel of Ma'aseh Merkava, because that's what he did when he was running away from the Bayis Rishon, Chorban Bayis Rishon, and that's what we should do when we're running away from the Chorban Bayis Sheni. Shnei Perek Echad Ma'aseh Merkava. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says to him, B'ni, Laikach Shanisi Lachem, didn't I teach you? Loi b'merkava b'yachid elim ken hayachacham maven midaitai. You have to be of great maven midaitai, interesting, intellectual creativity to be able to learn the Ma'aseh Merkava. Amar lai, so Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch said, Rebbe, tarsheni loimer lefanecha, mashalamante, I'll tell you something that I know, and then you'll decide whether I'm qualified or not. Amar lai amar, he said, Beseder, Zokt, Daber, Amor. Miyad Yored Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai min haChamor. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai got off the Chamor. Do you understand the Chamor is the Shayrish of all Chomrius? Chomer. He got off the Chamor. Vinisatev, he put his talus over his head. Yoshav ala Evan, he sat down on a stone on the side of the road. I want to find that stone. This has got to be the Mekoymus HaKdoshim, you know, the real, like, Tachas HaZayis, under an olive tree. Amr lai, so Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch said, wait, mibnei ma yoradata min haChamor? Why'd you get off the Chamor? Like, I don't want to be matriach you. Amr lai, afshir atadarish ma'aseh merkava? You're going to talk to me now about the ma'aseh merkava? Ushchina imayna. The Shechina is going to come with us. Malachi Asharvis, Malachi Ashores, Malavinai Sanu. Malachi Ashores are going to be here. Look who's coming to dinner. The Shechina, Malachi Ashores. Bani Erkav al Chamor, I should sit on the Chamor. Omekadover. The Chamor is the ultimate in Gashmias. It's the ultimate, no, I'm in my Cadillac. So I'm in my the ultimate of Chumrius, Choymer. Ultimate, I've got to get out. In order for me to even have this discussion with you about the Ma'aseh Merkava, I have to get off the Chamor. And then we get into another reality, Pirushi, of Malachim Malavinoi Sanu, Shechina Imanu. What you're saying, what he's saying, let's learn a little bit of Ma'aseh Merkava. Not only was it historically appropriate, like Tefillas HaDerech, you know, it's appropriate, you know, let's learn something about Hilchus, Golus or something. No, let's reach a higher place. So if we're reaching a higher place than what we are right now, running away, homeless, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, separated from his family. If you go into the story of the Chorban, it was crazy what they were going through. Let's try to get to a higher reality. Are you sure you're able, Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch? Yes. Then I have to get off the Chamor, because now we're going into a world of Malachim, we're going into a world of Shechina. Miyad Pasach, Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, v'darash u'maisa merkava. We don't know what he said. Yarda eish mina shamayim, and a fire came down from shamayim, says the Gemara, v'sichsachos kol ha'ilanoi shebasada, and singed all the trees that were around. Paschu kol ha'ilanoi v'amru shira, and all the trees started to sing. Now, is that, that's not our reality. So either they were taking LSD, or, as the Gemara says, they reached a higher reality of Ma'aseh Merkava. And Ma'aseh Merkava had the trees singing. We don't hear trees singing. But it does say, Halu'as Hashem min ha'aretz taninim v'chol tzohay ma'aseh. The Gemara says the trees sing. So what does it mean the trees sing? Not in our reality they don't sing, but if you can really reach a higher reality, the trees are singing, because they also have a neshama. Eitz peri v'chol ha'arosim, halleluka. Or, says the Gemara, oz yiradenu atzei hayar, that there will come a time, one is on the avar and one's on the asad, there will come a time that oz, like oz yimalei shchot minu, yiradenu will sing atzei hayar, all the trees of the forest. They heard the trees singing. Af malach, and then they heard a malach. Af malach nana mitoicha esh v'amar vadai hein hein ma'aseh merkava. You have hit it. You hit the nail on the head. You've touched the ma'aseh merkava. That's what a malach said. So what's happening over here? Omad Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai got off the stone. This experience of the trees singeing, the trees singing, the malachim speaking. Ye'esh min ha-shamayim. He got up from his stone, unshakai al-roshai, and he kissed Rabbi Elazar ben Arach on the head, akushoy from Keppel, Omar, and he said, Baruch Hashem, Elikei Yisrael, asher nosan bein la'avram avinu, that there is a Jew in this world, sheyodea lahovin v'lachkor v'lidrash v'maiser menarkava ke'elazar ben Arach. So what a fascinating Gemara. And the Gemara goes on. I don't even know what this means. Yesh noa dorish v'ein noa mekayim. There is such a thing as people that know how to darshan, but they don't know how to be. V'yesh noa mekayim v'ein noa dorish. There are certain people know how to be, but they really don't understand it to darshan. Ato Elazar ben Arach noa dorish v'noa mekayim. Ashrecha Avram Avinu she'Elazar ben Arach yotzo mechalatzecha. There's so much to say about this, but all I want to say is this. That what was going on here was Rabbi Elazar ben Arach and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai were replaying the Maaser Merkava, which took place at the exact same situation, probably in the exact same place. I believe the Marsha says that. That it happened to Yechezkel. They came to the place of the Nevu Yechezkel. I think the Arizal says that. Actually, now that I'm thinking about it. They came to the place of the Nevu Yechezkel, and they were able to reach out of the crisis and disaster that was in front of them and reach to a higher reality. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai got so excited about Rabbi Elazar because it put the whole Golus that was in front of them in a whole different perspective. And it put the whole Eish that was behind them into a whole different perspective. And this is the Maaser Merkava. What is that? Well, they reached from, in a sentence, Mitzidenu to Mitzidai. They had a glimpse from Mitzidenu to Mitzidai. So it's relevant, yeah? It's like so relevant in life to be able to reach into a place of Achdus, to be able to reach into a place of Kishur HaNeshamos, to reach into a place of Echad where there's no Toiv and there's no Ra. There's no chet and there's no schus. To reach into a place of Maaser Merkava, Vadkan. So, but you're reaching to the Nishmasin, Gemara, it's a Gemara, by the way, it's not a Zohar. It's a Gemara in Chagiga Yadal. It's telling us that that's the Mahalach. I believe it's the Mahalach of Nevuah, it's the Mahalach of Ruach HaKodesh, reaching outside of what's, and it's the Mahalach of Tefillah, and possibly the Mahalach of Torah. The Tefillah is to take that moment, we can do that, like one moment, out of the reality of them over time. Thank you.